It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. It is a sunny Tuesday morning here in the Cleveland area. It is 47 degrees. It is brisk. I am driving myself to school, driving myself to work. I'm done with school. Actually, so my middle son is who I had been driving to school for the majority of these podcasts. I would drive him to school and then record on the way from his school to his work. He just recently turned 16, and so I basically got my life back. He is an athlete. He goes to school 30 minutes away, and so I no longer have to drive him to school. I no longer have to drive him to practice, and it is pretty awesome. I will say I do miss my time in the car with him. As a matter of fact, I told him that just the other day. But it's a very different world for me as the son of now two additional drivers in my house. I've got a third boy that is 9, so I got a couple years left with him, kind of carting him around. But so anyways, yeah, I'm on the way to work, and my mouth is on fire this morning. For breakfast, I had some leftover wings, and, you know, the heat from the wings kind of builds over time. It builds kind of without you realizing it. And so as I sat there having breakfast with my son, actually the same son that I was referencing that's driving himself to school, he was eating some pancakes and I was having some leftover wings. And as I realized, as I sit down to start this podcast, my mouth is still a little bit on fire. It's funny, I have a similar story, ironically enough, from a quitter's house. I was at a fellow quitter's house last chance, and this is years ago, and we were playing a poker tournament, and I sat there and I was eating a couple wings, and I didn't realize at the time I was eating the habanero wings versus the, you know, mild or the buffalo wings. They were the same color. They looked the same consistency. And it took me two or three wings to really realize for that heat to build. And by the time that habanero kicked in, I was fucktown. And I that habanero hit me, and it stayed with me for the remainder of that evening. And I don't know, I don't do well with super, super spicy stuff. And yeah, so that was not an awesome experience on my part. But shout out to my brother, last chance. It's been quite a while. He's been quit. I think he's in December 06? No, December 08. I think December 08. So he's been quit for a long time. He's a local guy here in the Cleveland area. Great dude. If you ever run across him on the forums or if you see any of his posts from back in the day. I don't think he's super active these days at all, but got a question the other day, just yesterday, as a matter of fact, on TikTok, and I did respond via text, but I wanted to respond here on the podcast as well so that I could kind of go into a little bit more detail. So the question is, I've been chewing for almost 17 years. I'm ready to quit, but I don't know the right way to do it. Do I go cold turkey or do I use nicotine supplement or a fake chew with no nicotine? So the short answer to this question is you go cold turkey. Cold turkey, the way I define it, and I believe the way the majority of Kill the Can defines it, is zero nicotine in any form, period, paragraph, end of story. No nicotine gum, no switching from smokeless tobacco to nicotine pouches, whether it's, you know, Kodiak to Zyn or On or what have you. No nicotine gum, no nicotine sprays. I know there's nicotine toothpicks out there. Certainly no cigarettes, no vaping, no cigars, etc., etc. Zero nicotine, period, paragraph, end of story. You ask specifically about nicotine supplements. Here's the problem with things like the patch or gum or toothpicks or those kind of things. Those products contain nicotine. You, my friend, and me, we are addicted to nicotine. You simply cannot break away from your addiction to a substance by treating it with the substance. It's that simple. You will see arguments out there on the web and from some quote-unquote doctors that will tell you that nicotine replacement therapy is the way to go. I would vehemently argue against that for the reasons that I just said. You can't break away from your addiction by feeding your addiction. I think I've talked about this particular topic on the podcast, but it's one that I will probably continue to talk about because I'm very passionate about it. This would be nicotine replacement therapy, in my opinion, would be if an alcoholic who uses Jack Daniels switches to Miller Lite. It's the same idea. The drug is the same. You're continuing to feed that addiction. The reason that these products, quote unquote, work to take the edge off is that they're giving your body what you're craving, what you're withdrawing from, which is the nicotine. So I would strongly advise you to not go the nicotine supplement route. Again, whether that's patches or gum, or there's a nasal spray, I'm seeing toothpicks, or nicotine pouches, those kind of things. There's a zillion and one. Zyn and On and these products are really making a huge headway these days into the kind of public sphere, maybe even more so than smokeless tobacco. And it's because there's this narrative that's being formed that nicotine itself is helpful. It is helpful for concentration. It helps you study more, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not even going to bother responding to that, because what I will say is, for a nicotine addict, it doesn't matter. Let's just say for argument's sake that everything that the Bert Kreischers of the world and the Joe Rogans of the world and, you know, like that group, these kind of celebrities are telling you how awesome these nicotine pouches are. Let's just say for argument's sake, everything that they're saying is true and there are no downsides to pure nicotine. Okay? I'm not saying that that's the case, but let's say for argument's sake, it is. As a nicotine addict, you can't enjoy those benefits. And I will leave it at that. Now, the last part of your question here, you asked, you know, should I use a fake chew with no nicotine? And the way you phrased this question, and I apologize if I'm not understanding it properly, the way I took the question when you asked it was, these were three distinct paths that you could go on. One would be cold turkey, the second one would be nicotine replacement therapy, and the third one would be using a fake dip that had no nicotine. In my opinion, path number one and path number three are the same path. And what I mean by that is, again, in my opinion, using a fake dip product, as long as it contains no nicotine or no tobacco, you are still a cold turkey quitter, in my opinion. Because again, cold turkey, as I define it, is the absence of nicotine, period. So that means if you are using a fake dip product, something like a Smoky Mountain, something like a Tiza, something, you know, like there's a zillion and one of them. If you go to www.killthecan.org/fake dip, you will be redirected to a page that has all of our fake dip content. It's got all of the reviews that I do. It's got links to purchase. We don't sell any of those products. Those are all links out to those vendors. There is coupons in some case. There is the reviews. We've got ingredients list, all those kind of things. The great news, in my opinion, for nicotine, smokeless tobacco, and nicotine pouch users is there are some amazing, amazing fake dip products out there that will allow you to continue the act of dipping without feeding that addiction to nicotine, because all of the products that I review on that site contain no nicotine. They contain no tobacco. There is one caveat that I will make when it comes to fake dip products. There are several companies out there that in the past, and I believe still currently, but I know in the past, produced product two versions of their products. One version with nicotine, one version without nicotine. Anytime you're seeing me talk about sample review fake dip products, you can rest assured that I am using the nicotine-free version. I won't even try the versions with nicotine, even for review purposes. I stay far away from them. I would never suggest them because, again, in my opinion, as I just talked about, the versions with nicotine contain the drug that you're addicted to, contain the drug that you're trying to break away from. So stay far, far away from those products. I hope that answered your question. I responded to this particular TikToker via text, but it was a 30-word response. I thought there was real value in having this dialogue, this conversation. It's not really a conversation, it's just me talking. But recording this as a podcast, get a little bit more context, provide a little bit more value. Hope this is helpful, not only to the TikToker that I responded to, but anybody else out there struggling with this idea of, do I go cold turkey? Do I use NRT? Or do I use a fake dip product that doesn't contain nicotine? It is an absolute honor to be quit with every single one of you today. I'll talk to you soon, quitters. Have a good one.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.